Hi, I am Haley, a Christian Leaders Institute presenter. A chaplain sits beside a man in a hospital waiting room. His wife is in surgery. He is exhausted, anxious, and afraid to say the wrong thing to God. The chaplain could say, "You should focus on what you are thankful for," but that would not be wise chaplaincy. In the chaplain role, Christian gratitude discernment must begin with permission, presence, and spiritual care. A chaplain does not assume the person wants advice, scripture, prayer, or a gratitude exercise. A chaplain serves with humility and consent. Jesus often met people personally. He noticed them. He asked questions. He responded to the person in front of him. In Mark 10:51, Jesus asked blind Bartimaeus, "What do you want me to do for you?" Jesus knew the need, yet he still honored the man's voice. That posture matters in chaplaincy. A chaplain may ask, "Would you like me to sit with you for a moment? Would prayer be welcome right now? Would it be helpful to reflect on where you are seeing any grace, or would you rather simply talk? Would it be okay if I shared a scripture about hope?" Ministry Sciences observes that people in vulnerable settings often need safety, dignity, choice, and respectful presence. Trauma-informed care and chaplaincy practice both emphasize that spiritual care should not be forced. The gospel gives the deeper foundation. Christ does not crush the bruised reed. He comes with truth and tenderness. He meets people in fear, grief, uncertainty, and hope. In chaplaincy, gratitude discernment is often non-directive. The chaplain listens, reflects, asks permission, and helps the person notice grace only when appropriate. What helps? Calm presence, consent-based prayer, gentle questions, respect for the setting, awareness of crisis, grief, trauma, and safety needs. What harms? Forced gratitude, religious pressure, over-talking, ignoring the person's emotional state, using scripture before trust or permission is present. A chaplain might say, "This is a hard moment. We do not need to force gratitude. Would it help to name what feels heaviest and ask God for one sign of mercy?" That is chaplaincy gratitude ministry, not pressure, not performance. Presence with permission, truth with tenderness, hope without control.